Calm has been restored to the MPP headquarters, which was marred by violent clashes between two security groups. Security personnel at the party headquarters clashed with security personnel from Margo's security company when Margo's men attempted to dislodge and take over security duties at the party headquarters. This resulted in a scuffle. But when Radio Ghana visited the place this morning, cool heads have prevailed. The old security personnel are still manning the place, and the police deployed to maintain peace at the headquarters have returned to their base.
Meanwhile, the first vice chairman of the NPP, Freddie Blee, has attributed yesterday's disturbances at the party headquarters to miscommunication. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Blee said the issue has been resolved and the party is poised to move forward. He touched on concerns raised by other party members and the 10 regional chairmen.
Well, it's a very no-cost question for me. No, nobody calls for anything. What happened is that we have guards there. We have security guards there who protect the headquarters and the staff there over time. And then, apparently, out of some understanding of miscommunication, some people were asked to go and take over from the murder. Security guards themselves never had that information. So they were not happy with it, and they resisted. This is security there, and so forth. They resisted the attempt to change them. And in so doing, you know, there was a little fracas. And later on, the police came in to separate them. And the new people who came went back. Apparently, those who might have asked them to come and never communicated it well to the people already there. So it's been sorted out, I believe, and everything is back to normal.
Now, but Mr. Blay, this is not the first time that MPP might have been changing security guards there. One is wondering why this one to turn into a fracas.
No, no, there hasn't been any change of security guards as far. Those who were there were employed as individuals. And once in a while, if you get a place that you prefer, or if the authorities are not too satisfied with your performance as an individual, they will ask you to stop. And that's it. And most of them have been old guards who were security officers or detailed for various ministers and officers in a previous government. Many of them were sacked and then they were unemployed. And the party was very kind enough to let them come and hang around. They don't take that much. But they are quite reliable and loyal party members as well. And it's not an issue of complete wholesale getting rid of and bringing other people from company or from some security organization. I don't think that has been the case. So I wouldn't agree with you that it's a question of changing guard, wholesale or whatever it is. We should have managed it well. Maybe, as it is, it's a small slip that we did not ourselves handle very well.
The head of affairs vice chairman of the NPP, Freddie Blay. A spokesperson for Alan Chairman Tim Kwame Nalandon has been explaining the unfortunate disturbances that took place at the NPP headquarters yesterday. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Landon described the situation as unfortunate. He said the leadership of the party has taken steps to prevent the recurrence of the situation.
It was an unfortunate incident. What happened was that the leadership of the party and the management of the party headquarters had taken the decision to change the security who were manning the premises. And when the old guards came and they were unhappy with it and were, of course, prevented from entering, they went away and came back later in the company of a few friends and they misbehaved. That is what happened. Unfortunately, their behavior was such that it merited the need for police assistance. So, but when the police got there, they had actually dispersed.
Was it due to communication problem?
Well, I will not say it was a communication problem. I think it was fundamentally a position of some people not adhering to lay down disciplinary procedures and adhering to regulation. Whatever it is, even if there was a communication problem, it did not merit that type of behavior. That's a behavior that has been condemned. The authorities of the party are dealing with it.
No, so what is the situation at the headquarters now? Is it calm?
Oh, it's calm. After that, it was calm. But just that the police, on a matter of caution, because they could not determine who was security and who was staff and who was a visitor, took the decision that the party office should be vacated. But this morning, the situation is calm.
Mr. London, what is the latest in the MPP party? Some of these tabloids are writing so many things as if the party is breaking apart. What is the situation?
Well, the party is not breaking apart. The party is on course. The party has been conducting various activities and is ongoing. The date for picking of forms was announced. Various aspirants have picked their forms. As you know, I was there to accompany Mr. Lanche Martin to pick his form. The forms will be duly submitted. And the date for the primaries has been tentatively fixed for 6th December. So that's what we are all working on. There are a few modalities that have been put in place because as it is now, the number of aspirants is more than 5. So we may have to go into a super delegates conference to reduce the number to 5 and then eventually proceed to the National Delegates Conference to elect the flag bearer. So all is on course.
The National Executive Committee were sent to court recently because some of your members thought that they have outlived their service period. What is the situation now, and why are you not listening to the 10 chairmen who are saying that early Congress was more appropriate?
Well, it is not the National Executive Committee that has been sent to court. It is a party that has been sent to court, and the chairman of the party has been added to the seat. The member of the party who are taking the matter to court is requesting the court to rule because some of the National Executive Committee members who should have been elected were actually not elected. And
that was a spokesperson for Alan Chairman Tim Kwame in London talking to George Ankara.